101.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Satan would have been killed.
Yes,
but I thank God I had a praying mama. And I had a praying mama.
Right. Yeah.
Took a little time to pray for me.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm dying. Still preaching the gospel. 30 years. Only by God's grace and His mercy. Oh, try to help somebody.
Oh, yeah.
See, Lord, I've seen and come short. But I'm asking you, Lord, to have mercy and give me another chance, because He's a God after another chance.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a word. I just want to talk about that. There's a word found in the Gospel according to Luke, 18th chapter, 35th verse.
18th chapter, 35th verse.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Jesus is a way maker. Just got through saying, on my way home. One of these days, we all walk out of Temple Mount here.
Yeah,
but where you going when you tip out?
That's
you going to be with Jesus? Ask yourself, because this is a one thing. Not about your brother, not my sister. It's me or her.
Standing
in the need of Christ. I just want to say again, take Jesus.
Anywhere you go.
Wherever you go.
Right.
It don't matter what you're going through, whatever. God will be a fix.
Yeah.
As I told you this morning, I ain't worried about Donald Trump. No let no and go with nobody else. Put your faith in God.
Right.
And see how God will work it out. He may not go when you want him to come.
Be on time, you
know. 18 chapter of the book of Luke. 35th verse. It came to pass that as he was come down unto Jericho,
a certain blind man sit by the wayside bed. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. He cried, saying, "Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What would thou that I should do unto thee?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive
my sight."
My sight.
My Lord.
Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee." Uh-huh. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw him, gave praise unto God. And received the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. That's a song out of that day. Come on. Do not
pass me by.
I know people can sing it. I can't sing it, but do not pass
me by.
Me by. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need you to strengthen me. I got weak, Lord, and I don't want to go out there in the world and let the world tell me, "Boy, Lord, have mercy on me."
Come on, son.
Do not
pass me by.
That's me, back. I'm going to talk to somebody in here this morning. We had church here this morning, and Sister Reed's about to say hello. But anyway, we're back to the text and say, "And it came to pass." Now, Jericho was a city, was a promised city for the children of Israel way back beyond. You do know that the Bible said in Joshua, the walls came tumbling down. They've had to march around the city, Brother Means, several times.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's a little crazy fool. March around the city, several times.
Yeah.
But they made a shout. Thank God, something. He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Just look through the Bible, see how God is working behind the scene.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not worried about no Donald Trump and no crazy government. No, I don't worry about the people. Yeah, I don't talk about it. I don't worry about it because I know that when I get on my knees and talk to the Lord is working. You may not come when you want to be. Jericho, that was one of the promised cities that God had promised the children of Israel that they're going to give them when they get over the promised land. Land flowing with milk and honey. Look how God did that. God took a bold preacher and a dying widow, 17 chapters of 1 Kings. And she ate many days. Because God said, "I commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." And then when he went, I'm just talking about this, because I'm showing you how God would. God would like more folks say, in some mysterious ways we can't even imagine. While you trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. The Bible says, "I commanded," now you're a raven, you're not going to know it. But he said, "I commanded a raven to feed you." But he said, "Hide yourself by the brook Cedric." Don't let nobody see, because there was a famine in the land. I'm trying to tell you something. God will take care of you.
They will.
I don't know who I'm talking about, but God will take care. If you come and just say, "Lord, I want to surrender my whole life to you."
All right.
Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. But Lord, I just want to let you know that if you surrender your life to him, you ain't going to have all the days good, but you're going to know one thing. Many trials and tribulations are going to come because the Bible says you're going to have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the word. St. John 16:33. But I'm just trying to help somebody let you know that if you didn't have, if you hook up with Jesus, just hook up with him. I'm just trying to tell him, just hook up with him.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll work it out.
He'll work it out.
Do not pass me back. Up in the 18th chapter, first of all, that time, you see what the Bible says, men must always pray
and not faint.
Not faint.
Then it goes on to say, thou an unjust judge, didn't care about God at all. Didn't even God, he was atheist. But this widow woman worried himself and asked him, look, won't you avenge me of my adversary? And after a while, that man said, I'm going to give you what you want. In other words, you got to keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. Sooner or later, that door will open for you.
Come on, keep on praying, pal.
Do not pass me back.
Come back.
And it said, a certain blind man sit by the wayside. Not only just sit by the wayside, but he's begging. Now, you know, come on, like, nobody's big. Come on, we go out to the store, or we go on to Selma, come on to Walmart, you see somebody say, got that one? Got $2? Yeah. Come on.
Still doing it. Still doing it.
They do it every day.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. Jesus is not going to come to you in no suit. Jesus is not going to come to you with no duplicated clothes on. He's going to come to you low down, dirty, you know. But he said, be done unto the least of you.
Done unto me?
You done it unto me. Because Jesus said, he walked by the Sea of Galilee. And he saw some boys mending their nets this night. And Jesus said, follow me. I'm trying to help somebody. But you know that if you're following Christ, you're following a good man. That's the man who won't let you down. See, mom and dad is going to let you down. I'm going to let you down. But Jesus will not let you down. I don't care what you say.
No kind of
Jesus will not let. I have been out there in the world. Yeah. Up and down the highway. At night. You are all there. I don't know nobody.
Hold on.
Like Jesus.
Hold
on. Hear me say? On this 7th day of May, I don't know no friend like Jesus.
Nobody.
He's a friend to the friend.
Yeah.
He's a bridge.
Some water.
Oh, some water. He's a bright.
Somebody talk to them like a survivor.
So I'm trying to help somebody this morning, let you know I think you can preach it. Come give your life to the Lord. God will sustain you. And then you just say, ooh, and that's because God still came into my life. I'm trying to help somebody let you know that when God comes into your life, he'll clean you up.
Yes,
you remember that song said, he's a clean up woman? He's a sweet God. That's what Jesus
did. Yes, sir.
He's a clean up man. Take cigarettes from him. Take drugs from him. Take alcohol from him. He did it for me. You can have a little testimony. I've been holy sanctified all my life, but because of Jesus. And I serve him every day. And I pray for y'all every day. Because I know that if I pray for y'all, God won't send somebody to pray for me. Because what goes around,
come back around.
If I be good to you, God will send somebody to be good to you. That's why you worry about John Trump. All that hell he's doing, it's coming back.
It's
not coming down the road.
But it's coming back.
I promise you,
Eve.
All that foolish. I don't worry about Donald Trump. Because all the things he do is so much what the Lord allows you to do. Because the Bible says the earth is the Lord.
I think that's what it says. Psalms 24. And verse 1.
And the fullness thereof. And then Psalm 50 and 10 say, I got count upon a thousand.
What about the ball? I ain't worried about no ball. No root ball
either. God. It's the supreme ruler. I tell you,
that's
what the book says. God is my refuge. That was Psalm 46. He said, God is my refuge and my fortune. He's a valet. He's a town shark. And I'm talking to somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. Let you know that God with you. Clean you up. Quit burning in your feet. Crack it in your hands.
Money,
like I'm praying. But I know what I'm talking about. You know I know what I'm talking about. I never been just shaking your faith. Because I know if you live right, God will take care of you. And he'll bless you.
Amen.
Look what it says. He passed by and he's blind. He's blind. Not only he's blind, but he's a beggar. And let me tell you something. The people that's around him don't give a hoot about
it.
The people you run with out the street don't care about you.
Nobody.
But turn and go the other way. See how they talk. That's what they do about us. They be talking. Let them talk.
They're
going to talk about you when you do good.
And when you do bad.
And they're going to talk about you when you do bad.
Right.
God is just going to do it, be with the Lord.
Because
I know I got a day coming that God is going to call my name. And when he calls my name, I want to answer and say, here I am, Lord. Because it's coming one day.
Yeah,
may not be a day of mama, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And look what it say, y'all. It say, and hearing, there it is, and hearing the multitude pass by. He been sitting here every day. But now, it's something different this day. Because he knows a lot of people coming following Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them was dictators, some of them was agitators, and some of them was spectators. But he knew something, Sister Stevenson, was different this day.
All right, man.
Because he said, in other words, what he said, and here in the mountain, he asked, in other words, what is all this noise I'm hearing? Pooping and howling and clapping and, you know, thanking God. Some people thank God for they blessed with some food. Listen to the healing. You know, some of us need healing in our bodies. Come on, let's be real. You know, we got shit in our feet.
High blood pressure.
Cancer. All that stuff. So some of you probably been healed from Jesus and then hooping and hollering. And he asked, what it mean?
This is what the blind man said.
Look what he said. And he told them that Jesus of Nazareth passed by.
Yeah, man.
He's trying to get somewhere, but the crowd was so, you know, multitude. It's over 5,000 people here eating. And they're crying and whooping and hollering. They're saying, what is all this going on? That's what he's saying. Because he can't see. Physically, because he's blind. And he's a beggar. But Jesus don't care if you're a beggar. He don't care if you're blind. He don't care whatever you eat. If you come to Jesus, you ain't gonna need the same. I don't care who you are. I guarantee you put your hand in the Lord's hand, old folks in heaven. Lord will see you through. I don't care what you say, how you say it, God will provide for you.
Ask Brother Abraham.
I'm calling Brother Abraham. God said, I want you to sacrifice thy son, thy only son. Genesis 22. And the Bible says, Abraham didn't ask no question. He just went on up. But his son, Brother Isaac, said, yeah, I see the wood.
All right.
I see the fire.
All right,
but what's the name? Got him here. And Abraham said,
God will.
And Abraham was in the midst of killing his son. In the midst, he comes suddenly now. He come quick. Because he said, in the midst of Abraham going to get up, he said, Abraham, I know that God won't hold nothing for me. And I'm going to bless you. Because God is trying to tell us, look, I know what you're going through, but I just want to see how much you love me. I'm going to take you there, but I'm going to be right there with you.
Do not pass me back.
He cried. Look at 38 now. I'm going to get you. He cried.
What am I saying?
Oh, that might be over here.
He cried with a loud voice. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. We all that said that, Lord, have mercy on me. See, we get in some clutch situations sometimes. I don't care how much you read your Bible, how much you study, and all that. We're going to get in some clutch situations sometimes. Sickness is going to come up on us. Whatever it is, it's going to come up on us sometimes. And sometimes you have to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because mercy is something we don't deserve. It's from the Lord, Jesus. See, grace and mercy wasn't in the Old Testament. But grace and mercy is in the New Testament. And the gospel is what? The death, burial,
and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. When Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me. The boys didn't know nothing about no spiritual stuff. They were fishermen by trade. Peter, James, they were fishermen. They had to feed their families. They had family. And like us, we have family to feed and all this kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. The devil might step in our finances, but Jesus is, because Jesus will protect you and protect you. Not only protect you, but he'll give you an increase. How do I know? I know. Because, let me tell you something. God will make a way. I'm going to say it again. God will make a way out of nowhere while you're trying to figure it out. Am I talking to somebody up in here? I'm talking up in here. You're not going to work it out. So the Bible says, before you even pray, he know what you're going to pray for anyway. Ask Jeremiah. He said, I knew you before you was in your mother's womb.
Come on now.
So I'm trying to help somebody let you know, whatever you're doing, God, I know about anyway. He's never lost a case. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the court. I'm trying to help people. I know people that have 60 and 70 years, and the judge has put that aside and said, I don't know why I'm doing this.
What up?
Let me tell you something. When you serving the law and trying to serve him right, God will protect you. He'll keep you out of prison. He'll keep you out of drugs. He'll keep you out of alcohol. All of those stuff you put in. God will protect you. I'm talking about a man now that got all power in heaven and earth. You know, that was in the Bible in the 19th chapter of Matthew. Write it down. 19th chapter, 16th verse. A rich man, mercy me, came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, he said, good master, what should I do? Because he know one thing. He gonna do, he ain't gonna have all he had, because he said, good master, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And Jesus gave him 10 commandments. He said, I kept all of them. And Jesus said another thing. Go read, he's in your Bible into a lot. He said, you know, see, you can't fool God. And no chapter. He said, go and sell all you got and give to the poor. And come follow me, and you'll have riches in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, how hard it is for a rich man to enter. He said he couldn't to the kingdom of God. It is better for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for him. Am I talking to somebody? So I let you know that this morning, don't worry about if you ain't got no money. Just tell the Lord about it. Say, Lord, I want some money because I want to try to pay my taxes. I want to try to give the church something. And God will fix it for you to get it. But if you get it, don't go and do something else with it. Do what you say you're going to do with it. Amen.
I'm talking to somebody here.
See, God holds us responsible for what we do. If you do what he say, God will do what he say he's going to do. But we got to first do what we're going to do first. Let me go back to the text. And it says, they which, look what we're going to say now. Now, he said, have mercy on me, 38. And they which went, the people that went before him, they tried to shut him up. Be quiet. You know, I'm praising the Lord, and I'm sitting by praising the Lord, and somebody by me looking all the time, you don't move from around me, because you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know if I had cancer. You don't know if I have to. Move out my way. Look what it said. Look what it said. Look what it said. Look what it said. They which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much. In other words, he got louder. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to get loud. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Sometimes God hear you, but you got to show him that, hey, Lord, I'm sincere about you dealing with my life. My life is torn from the floor. God is the one that makes sure that he'll put you right in the right space. God is the one that... Do not pass me back. Look what happened. This blind man here, knowing that the multitude is great, And he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Now, what if you'd have shut up, Reverend Carl? What if you'd have shut up, Reverend Carl? But he didn't. They tried to shut him up, but he went and got loud and said, "Lord," he said it one time, but now he said it again, "Thou son of David, have mercy." He said, "The text is being tore out." Look right there, 39. And they which went before rebuked him. That means they tried to shut him up. You know, that's how people is when you praise God. They don't take all that. Y'all know people like that? They don't take all that. The most people down there, you do religious, they're just faking. Well, let us fake then. You come with us and fake with us. Amen. Come on, with us and let us fake with you. You people always talk. But they doing that. Oh, shit. Reverend Fee, they say, and they which was rebuked him, that he should what? Hold, and they will shut up. Jesus ain't got time for you. Yes, he did. When they put that woman in the adultery, 8th chapter, John. Remember that? They came to the room in the morning. Now, they didn't bring the man. They brought the woman. And said, "We call up in adultery." Now, what you said, Jesus ignored. See, Jesus ain't about mess. He's not a mess man. You know, a lot of people on the phone, you know, a lot of people they come with their car, they be on the phone when they get up, when they doing their car, then when they leave, guess what? They still on the phone. Now, what that was talking about?
Mess. Hold that mess. Ain't nothing about it.
I know I'm talking to somebody, ain't I? When they come on the phone, and guess what? They leave, they on the phone. They give me the money, but they go on about their business. Why? Because what? They ain't talking about nothing. If you talking about the law, then we you won't be the same conversation. But they talking about all kinds of stuff but the law. And everybody say, he got Jesus' attention in verse 4. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do?" I'm asking y'all this morning, what do you want Jesus to do for you in your life? We all battling with stuff. Man. We all got some stuff that we battling with. Sicknesses in our bodies. Huh? That's one of the main things. Eyesight. Diabetes. Cameras. Steps getting short. Whatever it is. Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" He asked him the question his mom. "What do you want me to do for you? Lord, that I may go stronger." That's what I'm asking, Lord. In your word. Lead me. Guide me. Each and every day that I live on your green, on your earth. God's green earth. Get out of me, Lord. Hold my hand. Let's not fall. See, we got to say, "Search me, Lord." Come on, man. That's all. Search me, Lord. See if anything ain't right in. And you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. See, some people just talk this, be talking this. The old folks say, "If the wise make a lot of noise." But you got to make sure you know what you're talking about. Because the Lord know you before you know yourself. So you ain't dealing with no anybody. You dealing with a man that made you. That was Psalm 100 say, he made us and not be ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with what? I'm talking to somebody. Because this wasn't even what I wanted to preach. I want to preach your info. But I'm trying to help somebody this morning and let you know Jesus is the answer. Ain't no other way. Let me share something with y'all. I got a son that been in prison 10 years. And he asked me to pray for him. But you know what he do? He in Atlanta. You know what he did? He got caught with all that. I ain't never shared that with y'all. He got caught up with that. He was rapping and stuff. You know all that stuff. Material. But he with Allah. I said, "Oh no. Every time he called me, I said, you still reading that Holy Quran? Good talk, I said, well. If you're getting the law,